You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Right on, it is. Alex is in the house all the way from Red Bar, even though he's a little bit under the weather, but he's just, what a champion. What an absolute champion.
I'm much better today, come on. Last week I was starting to feel it. This week it's pretty much gone. Still got the little nasty cough, so I apologize if that comes out during the show.
Are you making a drink that's like good for people that are sick, or what's the angle?
Oh man, well, there's lots of vitamin C in both of them, so we can say they're healthy.
Oh, they're going to have cheer then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so I'm using Rogue Society gin this week, another New Zealand gin. This one's more like a London dry style. It's got lots of juniper, lemon, citrus zest flavors that come through, and then other botanicals sort of fill out the rest of the flavor. Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool. We have been using them. They've been around for quite a while. They're like, there's been a few around for a while, but they're sort of the ones that kicked their brand into overdrive as the gin stuff came to a head a couple years ago.
It's in a tall, dark, and handsome bottle.
It's definitely not designed to go in the well with its big, like, fancy right. labeling and stuff. Yeah. It's definitely designed to go
in the well?
A house pour.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's designed to sit on the shelf and get people to go, ooh, what's that one? And it does that very well. And then it backs it up with good flavor. The first one I'm going to do is called El Tom, which is a play on a Tom Collins.
Who is this guy, Tom Collins?
Some joker.
He's tall. So we do 45 mils of the Rogue Society gin.
What is your mixer thing? Is that made of copper?
It is. Mm. It's trendy.
Oh, you got pulp-free juice or just balls?
No, this is proper good quality cold-pressed lemon juice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, lemon.
Okay.
Lemon, so
okay.
30 mils of that. And usually you would use sugar at this point, but
you're going to use shampoo. What is that?
I'm going to use agave. So that's shit, where the El Tom comes
okay,
from.
Okay, now I'm going to be the silly dum-dum. What is agave?
So shit. Basically it's what's fermented into tequila.
What?
It's the sugar.
Gives a snap.
Yeah, have a little
but
finger
agave
of that.
Is an alternative to sugar, right?
Oy. Yeah, it's sweet, but people. Without having as much sugar in it. Yep. So now I'm just...
Oh, man, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Heard of it or have you
no,
heard of
I haven't.
It?
No.
Haven't you?
No. So it's like 16% sugar, even though it's that sweet.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
What does it have to do with tequila? I don't understand.
Well, that becomes... If you put that in a bottle and shake like it around and put a worm, it's tequila.
Is it really?
No.
Damn it. You got to first find a tequila worm, that's special little
So
worm.
When they ferment the heads of the agave, first thing they do is let all of the...
Agave looks like an aloe kind of plant, eh?
Yeah, they let all the sugars accumulate in the base.
Right.
And then they roast it to get the caramelization
it
going.
It tastes delicious, man.
You know a lot more and then about they ferment agave that as someone. A whole. For someone who says they didn't know much about agave, it looks like an aloe plant.
I'm good at pictures. Like, give me a picture or something, I'm right in there.
And to kick this off, I'm going to put a couple star anise in
it. Are you going to move it around, or is that kind of, are you going for a trap?
No, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. Usually this would be a soda water.
So wait.
Spritz, and I'm using chi.
Instead. Oh, this would be good at the tennis, I think.
Yeah, it'd be good at tennis.
Here we go, team.
Poolside.
First one.
Hey, question. You said the tequila worm before. Have to be a specific kind of worm for a tequila?
Yeah, you know a tequila worm when you see him. He's like, hey,
I actually have no idea what type of worm it is.
Oh, shit, this is delish.
Oh.
No joke, like delish.
All right, now.
Capital D. Shit, that drink is fucking good. What are you calling that?
That's called
All right?
El Tom. El Tom.
It's so simple. I think it's that stuff.
It's agave, chi, and Rogue Society.
I am going straight out. Where do you get agave from? Just obviously not the supermarket.
Yeah, you can get it at the supermarket in the fancy section.
Sign off that bitch. I want to put it on like my pancakes and stuff. It's kind of a maple syrup scenario.
Yeah. This drink's good, isn't
it? It's fucking great, right? Makes you want to sports.
All right, so 45 mils Rogue Society. I've put 15 mils lemon juice.
Same drink?
Nope, different drink. Shite load of pink peppercorns.
Oh,
dang, I thought those were little pomegranates.
So did I. And then I was thinking about that parrot in the cartoon version of Aladdin that loved pomegranates.
What?
Played by that grunty guy with the that grunty voice guy. What's his name?
Water alarm voice.
You better get it. Oh, this counts as water. There's water in this.
Yeah, I will.
All right, guys. And then I've topped the drink up with East Imperial Grapefruit Tonic.
Wow. Which is clear, by the way. Weird.
And added a couple more Star Anise to this one, as well as the pink peppercorns, to kick it into action. So, interesting gin and tonic to finish.
Oh, yeah, okay. With. Oh, I got a peppercorn right off the bat, but they're nice, chewy ones.
And they're sweet, yeah, they're rather good. Than, because they're not actually a peppercorn, they're actually a dried berry.
I don't have any cracked pepper at my house right now, and I'm just whenever I cook anything, I just feel like such a jerk.
That dusty pepper's no good, is it?
I don't bother.
Nah.
This is a bit more highbrow, sort of discerning taste.
Gin and
taste.
Tonic, discerning.
Yeah.
But that grapefruit tonic,
what
I'm
is it,
super in love
or
with.
Star anise or clove or what?
Star anise and pink peppercorns.
It's a great taste. A lot of flavor there. That kind of brings the gin out big time. That grapefruit tonic. Mm.
That's great.
It's grapefruit.
It's great. It's grapefruit.
Which one? If you had to pick a winner. Like, yeah, there's one sweet, one sour, you've kind of done, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I feel like you're going to be able to do two of those, but this might be more of a longer.
It's the naughty and the nice. It's very Christmassy. Mm. Very, very
sorry, shouldn't point.
Santa.
So, number one, the El Tom, I feel like I could have two of those and just be in heaven, and then I'd have to move away from them.
You might have to go for a run, though.
Yeah, you would have had, like, four standard drinks. Yeah.
And then what's this guy called, the secondary pink peppercorn?
That's just a gin and tonic, man.
Oh, okay, yeah, the secondary pink peppercorn.
It's with grapefruit tonic from East Imperial.
It's not just a gin and tonic, though.
No,
is it?
It isn't, I guess
I feel like
not.
You could sit on this for...
Yeah, it's good for the soul. I would say that the tennis, or maybe the polo. I think there's lots of polo coming up at the moment.
No lacrosse, actually. Stay out of here.
Be good at the rugby.
But what?
At the rugby.
Only for winning. Yeah, rugby.
Yeah, and actually, El Tom actually works really well because I'm doing tacos tonight. So,
you don't need tacos on you, do?
I didn't bring any tacos. You'll have to come to the
bar. Don't trust them. Check his pockets.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, thanks to Rogue Society. Thanks to Chi for providing awesome product.
Right
thanks
on.
To East Imperial for the grapefruit awesomeness.
And thank you to the Rand Meyer on Pitt Street there.
Yeah, come and visit us.
What are the holiday hours?
We're open tonight till we close, tomorrow till we close, which is 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, we have to close at midnight. Then we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week, as per usual, with a big New Year's Eve party.
Cool.
Which will be awesome. And then we're closed for 2 weeks.
And you guys are accepting gifts in the shape of money and in exchange for drinks and food, no doubt.
That's right.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, gents.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.